You're listening to Around It About. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Now we have a conversation with someone who's a web developer, entrepreneur, the founder of Blurred Nation. We'll find out what that is. And she's a teacher. She owns Air Labs, which has classes in downtown Chattanooga teaching music production, graphic design, web development, and more. I'm speaking with Sean Ehrenlee about teaching technology. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So last year, you had this Indiegogo campaign where you raised more than $2,000 for something called Rhythm Lab. And what was your pitch for that? It seems like that would be a good introduction to what you're doing in general there.
Yeah, I really wanted to introduce music production to kids. I make music or beats on the side, and I have other folks in town that I do music with, and we thought it would be a great idea to kind of share that knowledge with youth in the community. And we've heard about other kids going to community centers and making music, so I thought, why not have them come to Air Labs?
And it seems like part of the mission for that was to serve underserved youth. How much of that is what you're doing today?
A good amount. I do a lot of workshops and tutorials and camps throughout the year. This past summer, we had a partnership with the Bethlehem Center and Art 120, where the kids learned photography at the Bethlehem Center, and then they came to Air Labs, and I taught them graphic design and vector illustration and how to modify those images, and it was a lot of fun.
Your own background, how you got started in all of this, you started something called Blurred Nation. What is that? That sounds really interesting.
Yes, so a blurred is a black nerd, and I created Blurred Nation to showcase what awesome, unique, talented black folks or people of color around the world are doing. So we've had people from Australia and the UK and Canada and all over the US as featured blurreds on the website. So it's just a place for people to come and feel comfortable and be nerdy, and the site is mostly managed by interns and actual fans of the site that write the blog articles and give us content to put on the site.
Is it like social networking or more just promotion?
A bit of social networking and promotion. It just kind of straddles that line.
How did you get started in that and just in technology in general? Because it sounds like you got, two different degrees?
Yes. So my first degree is in computer science from the University of South Carolina, and then I went to design school in Florida at Full Sail University right after that. And my kind of love of technology started with my dad, really. We've always had computers in our house, even in the mid to late 80s when nobody else had computers, we had computers.
What kind?
I don't remember. We had so many throughout the years.
Oh, wow.
But eventually we started building our own computers together, which is really cool. So the first computer I took to college was one that me and my dad built together.
Well, I mean, what kind of operating system would you run on that?
Windows. But I eventually transitioned into Mac while I was doing my computer science degree, because Mac is built on a Unix-based system, and it's really easy for coding when you're doing software programming.
And so at what point did you say that you wanted to go from coding to teaching others?
Well, I've always been a teacher. I started teaching when I was about 15 or 16 at Kumon Learning Center when I was still here in town. And I was a private tutor in college. I went all over Columbia, South Carolina, tutoring people in math and science and SAT and ACT prep. And when I got back to Chattanooga, somebody found out that I was a coder and I was a woman, and they were starting this new program called DevDev, which stands for Developing Developers. It was a camp for middle school and high school students here in Chattanooga. And one day I was having lunch with a friend, and I was telling him how awesome it was that I got this opportunity and how much I love kids and I love teaching, I love technology. And he was like, why don't you start your own thing? And I was like, I guess I will. And I started Air Labs.
How does Air Labs fit into the overall idea of Chattanooga as the gig city?
I think it fits in a way that we need more digital literacy in this town, and we need more people to be involved with technology. We need more people to help spread technology to other areas in town, especially that don't have access to computers in homes or to even have internet to be able to use those computers efficiently. So I just want to help spread digital literacy and kind of bridge that digital divide that we have in our community.
And it sounds like your classes are generally fairly small, and they run for about, 8 weeks?
About 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the class. And yes, I have a 12-person computer lab over on Broad Street. And I like to keep the classes smaller so that I can give more individual attention between me and my assistant for the course, so that people feel like they're actually, you know, getting something out of the class and getting their money's worth as well.
And we've talked about beat making. We've talked about graphic design. What are some of the other things that you're teaching there?
Web development. So I teach intro to web development. We're teaching the basics of how to build a website from scratch with HTML and CSS.
I imagine you could probably get a job if you can do that.
Yes, definitely. There are plenty of jobs. I've heard of lots of companies here in town just kind of really wanting more developers. So hopefully this is a way to get people introduced to that. And if things go well, then I'll offer like an intermediate and advanced courses and add things like JavaScript and PHP courses so that people can really be prepared to enter the job market.
What is the website?
The website is weareairlabs.com.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to say?
Our social media is everything on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram is all We Are Air Labs. And if you ever have any questions or have suggestions for classes, just feel free to contact me at the website or social media.
Thank you.
Thank you.